Good morning. That was good. Good job. You guys all excited to be here? Okay, let's sing a couple songs. We'll have the parents help us so it doesn't sound maybe like I'm singing a solo up here, but I'll have the parents help us. Let's sing the first verse of Jesus Loves Me, okay? Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. You guys know the song Building Up the Temple? I think you guys might sing it different than I do, so I'll try to get it started, but you guys have to take it away, okay? Building up the temple, building up the temple, building up the temple of the Lord. Say, brother, won't you help me? Sister, won't you help me? Building up the temple of the Lord. Okay, I definitely sing it a little different than you, but you guys are probably right. Okay. I want to talk this morning, actually kind of goes along with what Josh was talking about. I want to talk this morning about temptation. Who can tell me what a temptation is? Anybody know what a temptation is? Kind of a big word. What's a temptation?
It's when I respond to something.
Okay. Something that's wrong, right? You want to do something that's wrong. Yeah, that's a good definition. Okay, so it's a desire to do something that's wrong, something you know you shouldn't do. Okay, so every one of us, has anybody ever been tempted to do something wrong? Yeah, I've been tempted to do something wrong. Temptation is not sin. It's not a sin to be tempted. Temptation is just the desire to do something wrong. Now we can choose, right? Let's say mama said no cookies before supper, okay? No cookies before supper. I'm bad at that. I'm a bad snacker, okay? I like to snack a little bit, okay? Anybody else here like snacks? I do. I like snacks too much. Anyway, okay, mama said no cookies before supper. And you see a cookie laying on the counter. Okay, that's a temptation, right? If you like cookies, you're like, hey, I want that cookie. Now what? Do you have to eat the cookie? You do? Yeah, I feel that way too sometimes. Okay? Do you have to eat the cookie? The answer is no. You don't have to eat the cookie, do you? You could choose to not eat the cookie, right? Because you know what the right thing is to do. The Bible talks about temptations. And we're not going to read the verse, but 1 Corinthians 10:13, a phrase of it says that when you're tempted, there's always a way of escape, okay? So let's go back to the cookie. Let's think of the cookie, okay? If there's a cookie laying here, and you really like cookies, and mom said no cookies, what's the way of escape? How do we get away from that temptation? Do we just stand here and keep looking at the cookie and seeing how close we can get our finger to it? Is that the way to escape the temptation? No. Maybe we need to go do something else, right? Like walk away from the cookie so we're not looking at it. Maybe we can go play with our toys, our tractors or our dolls or whatever we like to play with. We need to get away from the temptation, right? Because as long as we stay close to it, we're going to keep being tempted, right? I'm going to keep wanting to eat that cookie. That's my problem. You know, I after supper, you're sitting around at night and I'm tempted to start snacking, right? My wife says, don't get the snacks out, then you won't eat them. Well, I'll just eat a little bit, you know? I'll just eat a little bit of snacks. Well, that's why I look like I do, because I'm tempted and I eat too much. There would have been a way of escape. Don't get the snacks out, right? So temptation is a big thing in life. It goes bigger as you get older. Maybe you're tempted to sin in some way. Can you think of anybody in Scripture who was maybe tempted to do wrong? Oh, he was tempted to do wrong, wasn't he? That's a good one. Okay, one illustration I thought of was Jonah. When God came to Jonah and he told him, go to Nineveh, he had a temptation to either do right or to do wrong, didn't he? What did he choose to do? He chose to do wrong. Did it end up well for him? No. What happened to him? Ooh, he got swallowed by a fish. How would you like that? A big fish come up and swallow you? Anybody know how long he was in the fish?
3 days.
3 days. Man, can you imagine being in a fish's belly 3 days? And then what happened? You spit him out on dry land. And then guess what? What did God tell him at that point? Go to Nineveh. Now he had a temptation again, right? Am I going to do right? Or am I going to do wrong? I bet he remembered being in that fish's belly 3 days, okay? If you were in the fish's belly 3 days, you'd probably do right too, right? I would too. Yeah, don't want to stay in there. Yeah, so he chose to do right the second time. Think of Paul and Silas. Remember Paul and Silas in prison? They were in prison. They were doing good. They were preaching the Bible, okay? And they got put in prison. They had a temptation. They could have been grumpy, sad. Anybody ever tempted to be grumpy and sad some days? I'm tempted to be that way sometimes. They could have been tempted to be grumpy and sad. Instead, what does it say they did at midnight? What does it say they did? They sang praises to God. They were happy. They chose to be happy even though they felt like being sad. Okay? So that's something we can all work on. Maybe your mom gives or your dad gives you a job and you feel like being grumpy about the job. You know what would be a better idea? What's the way of escape instead of being grumpy?
Just doing it
and being cheerful about it, right? Maybe singing a song or doing it with a smile. There's always a way of escape to every temptation. So one thing we can do when we're tempted is look for something better to do. Instead of falling into the temptation, we can look for something better to do. Okay, I have a little illustration here. You guys might have to stand up to see this. For those of you right here by the table, you might have to back up just a little bit. I think this illustration was done here a few years ago. I don't know if any of you guys remember it or not, okay? What are these?
Mice.
Okay. Question for you. What's your mom say when she sees a mouse in the house?
She screams.
She screams? My wife probably would too. Okay. Anybody else want to say what your mom says when she sees a mouse in the house?
Screams.
Yeah. I don't like mice, okay? They squeak. There's no blue or red mice. These are just fake mice. Okay? What's this?
A mouse trap.
Okay. What do mice like to eat? What would you put, if you were going to try to catch a mouse, what would you put on this mouse trap?
Cheese,
peanut butter? That's some good things to put on a mouse trap, okay? Why do we put that on a mousetrap? Because what? They like it. They like to eat it, don't they? That's right. So you think maybe what if you put, what could we put on here that mice don't like? Let's say we put a stone on here, okay? You think it would attract a mouse? No? Why? Because mice don't like eating rocks, right? Do you like eating rocks? No. So basically what we're doing with a mouse trap is we're creating a temptation for the mouse, right? We're trying to lure him in. We're putting on there his favorite food. Because we want to feed him? No, because we want to catch him. And we want to kill him because we don't like mice in the house, right? Okay, so that's what the devil does to you. He puts your favorite things out there. That's what he tempts you with, okay? Your favorite things, whatever that is. Maybe it's cookies. Maybe it's being mean to somebody or kicking somebody or stepping on somebody's foot. You know? He puts your favorite things out there. Okay. So let's do a little illustration here, okay? We're going to set this mouse trap. I hate setting mouse traps. You know why? Because I'm afraid of getting snapped in the finger, okay? I hate setting mouse traps. Anyway, okay? We're going to call this little guy Johnny, okay? Just because he looks like a Johnny, okay? And we're going to call this Johnny's two sisters, okay? Just because they look like... No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, so we're going to call this little guy Johnny, okay? Johnny, he's an ornery feller, okay? Now, we're not talking about that Johnny. We're talking about this Johnny, okay? Johnny's an ornery feller, okay? And Johnny likes cheese, okay? I don't have any cheese on there, okay? But let's just imagine there's cheese on there, okay? Johnny likes cheese, okay? Johnny's two sisters are here with him, and they're running around the house, okay? All of a sudden, they find the cheese. Oh, that makes Johnny's tummy feel so good. He's like, if I could only have that cheese, okay? Is this a temptation for Johnny? Obviously, mice don't know, right? But is this kind of like a temptation for Johnny? Johnny wants the cheese, right? Guess what? Johnny's two sisters says, Johnny, stay away from the cheese. Because Mama said there's traps out there. And if you try to get the cheese, it'll trap you and could kill you. Johnny says, what should Johnny do? He should obey. Yep. He should find the way of escape, right? What's the way of escape? Just stay here and keep looking at it? No, to walk away. Get away from the cheese, right? Okay, let's just imagine Johnny keeps looking at it, okay? Oh, that cheese smells so good. Anybody like cheese? I like cheese. I like that. I call it green cheese. Put some peanut butter on it. Good stuff. I like cheese too. I can sympathize with Johnny here, okay? He's hungry. He wants some cheese, okay? And oh man, Johnny's sisters say, no, stay away. Don't get close to the cheese. If Johnny doesn't want to get trapped, what should he do? Go away. That's right. Let's just stop here a little bit, okay? If you're tempted to get mad and you want to beat up on your brother, really slug him a good one, should you just stay there and keep thinking about it, or should you get away?
Get away.
Get away. That's right. That's what Johnny should do too. He should get away from the cheese. He says, oh, come on, sisters. Just a little bit won't hurt me. Oh, yeah. The first nibble was so good. You ever taste some food and it just tastes so good and then you're tempted to overeat? Yeah? That's a temptation too, isn't it? Okay? Because it's just so good. Anyway, Johnny, he keeps, oh, just a little nibble won't hurt me, will it? And, oh, just a little nibble won't, and he slips. Oh, man. Whew. That was a close one. He runs away, okay? Scare y'all, didn't I? That was a close one. And Johnny's sister said, Johnny, Mama said don't eat the cheese. What's the matter with you? You're going to get trapped. Oh, he says, son, he says, oh, that cheese was so good, though. Man, that was so good. You know, sometimes in life, it seems like you can do wrong for a little bit and get by with it. Anybody ever snuck a cookie and got by with it? Mama never knew. I don't know if I have or not, but I've done things like that. And I'm snuck something by, and it seems like Mom never knows. That's what Johnny feels like right now. He's like, Mama's crazy. It never got me. Guess what? They're running around playing. Oh, and there's that cheese again, okay? And Johnny's sister say, Johnny, stay back. Remember last time you almost got caught. It was close. You almost got caught. You might get caught this time. You might get caught, you know? And so Johnny, that cheese is so good. And there's even more cheese, and there's a little bit of peanut butter on it this time. Johnny likes peanut butter. Anybody like peanut butter? Yeah, I like those little Reese's peanut butter cups. Oh, them things are good. Yep. He likes cheese and peanut butter both, okay? Oh, man. He says, that's all right, sisters. Don't be a sissy. He said, don't be a sissy. Come on. A little cheese never hurt anybody. You know, cheese is good for you, right? Kind of. I don't know if peanut butter is or not. Definitely not that mixed sweet stuff, but peanut butter and cheese, it's probably half decent for you. Oh, he says, if only I could get, man, I better be careful though. That was scary last time. You guys all jumped when that thing went off, didn't you? I did too, a little bit. He says, you know what? He says, man, that cheese just would be so good. Oh, it makes me so happy. If only I could get the cheese. Is he looking for the way of escape?
No.
No. Is he trying to get away from temptation? No. He's going to get caught, isn't he? Yep. And that's what happens. When the mouse tries to get the cheese, oh, so numbing. Ooh, makes my tummy feel so good. All of a sudden, oh, man, barely caught him. But it's enough to kill him. You know what? It's enough to kill him. Peeled his skin right off, didn't it? You know what? In life, you're going to face temptations. You're going to face temptations to do wrong. And there's going to be people that tell you, don't do it. There's going to be other people that try to lure you in to do the temptation. Always look for the way of escape. God makes a way of escape in every temptation, and you don't have to follow it, okay? Can you remember that? Remember little Johnny here. He should have looked for the way of escape, okay? So you all can go back to your seats, but you can grab some Smarties on the way through, okay? And if you have a little sibling back at your seat, you can grab some for them too, okay?